Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watsmith, Farm Bureau. Farm broadcasters from across the country are in Washington, D.C. this week for the annual Washington Watch event. National Association of Farm Broadcasting member Jeff Nally, who hosts programs daily on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network, says Washington Watch dates back to the first Bush administration.
Almost 25-some years ago, we were in D.C. and had the opportunity to work with then Secretary of Agriculture Clayton Yeider, and also the George H. Bush administration, one of the first ones that I was a part of. This is an event where broadcasters go to D.C. and as a collective group are able as a group to find an audience with some of the key decision makers in Washington.
Nally says the event allows farm broadcasters to hear from policymakers and members of Congress.
We spend time at the Department of Agriculture. We spend time with industry partners and those who represent industry partners, lobbyists there inside the Beltway, and then also spend at least some time with an audience of legislators both in the House and the Senate that are talking about farm policy and issues that do relate to rural America.
He adds this is an unusually busy year in Washington.
We've already seen a tremendous amount of partisanship in the House Ag Committee as they were looking to craft their version of the bill. We're looking at the Senate hopefully taking up action on this, trying to get farm policy through a Congress in an election year.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Nally says there are a number of big topics up for discussion this year.
How will the NAFTA negotiation or renegotiation come about? Is the U.S. going back in to be a partner with the Trans-Pacific Partnership countries that have already signed on to the deal? And then again, what about the relationship between the U.S. and China? There's not many times that you find these big issues going on.
He adds farm broadcasters from across the country will be there to bring the message home to Kentucky and other states.
When you look into a room and there's 30 people there, you don't realize the thousands and thousands of farmers that each one of those individuals sitting there actually represents and is speaking to.
I'm proud to join Jeff Nally and other fellow farm broadcasters for this year's event. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. Reporting from Washington, I'm Alan Watts of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.